Albany is the capital of New York State. It's also become a major city in contemporary American fiction. That is thanks to the many novels that William Kennedy has written about its inhabitants. Kennedy has just published Roscoe, the latest in his Albany cycle. Alan Chews has a review.
The book is called Roscoe after a political operative named Roscoe Conway, son of a former Albany mayor and lawyer and chief strategist for the local branch of the Democratic Party. The action takes place on VJ Day, just when Roscoe's decided he's had enough of politics and he's ready to retire. Events soon get the best of him, as one of his chief political pals, who's married to the woman Roscoe's longed for all his life, commits suicide, setting in motion great upheaval in local politics and a major custody battle. So, a novel about sex, politics, and paternity. But don't get this wrong. Kennedy's not writing straight realism. Politics, for him, isn't so much the art of the actual as the art of the imagination at work in ordinary lives. Interpolated among the chapters are fantasy sequences in which Roscoe meets various politicians. He even encounters the Pope and a talking billy goat. And, as in Ironweed, Kennedy's best-known work of fiction, there are hints of numerous ghosts populating the hotels and brothels and police stations and banquet halls and country lodges where Kennedy's rather large cast of political eccentrics and wives and girlfriends and madams cavort. You can read this book as a wonderfully detailed and bittersweet history of urban U.S. politics, or as a dream book about the power of the imagination, or both.
The book is Roscoe by William Kennedy. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.